On our series on prophecy here in BT Daily, we've been talking about predictions, failed predictions by man, and we've also been talking about the fact that God made predictions in the Bible, prophetic predictions, and that is a proof of his existence as well as a proof of the Bible. Today on this particular episode, I'd like to go into the subject of Noah and the flood as a prophecy and as, again, a proof of God and the Bible. This is something that we all know about, Noah and the flood. For 120 years, Noah predicted, according to God's instruction, that there would be a flood upon the earth. It's told the story in Genesis chapter 6, where it says, "The Lord saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth." And so for 120 years, Noah built this ark, and he also preached a message of repentance. And so we have in Genesis 6, the story of the flood. We've got Noah, again, one that we all know so well. But you know what's interesting about this whole story, and of course, skeptics discount much of this story as just a very, very ancient fable and myth, but let's fast forward more than 2,000 years when we come to the time of the New Testament, another biblical period that we all believe in and Bible believers must believe in order to understand really the plan of God in salvation. And we find Jesus Christ talking about Noah. In chapter 23 of Matthew, we find Jesus Christ saying that in verses 37 to 39 of Matthew 24, well-known Olivet prophecy, verses 37 to 39, Christ says, "As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man," speaking of a prophecy of his coming. And he's talking about the conditions of the end time prior to his coming being very similar to the conditions of the time of Noah and the flood. People marrying and giving in marriage. And we also find another interesting New Testament reference to Noah in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. So we have two New Testament references. What's this all about? Talking about this major incident back in Genesis of the flood. The point is this. God predicted through Noah for 120 years a flood was going to come. The record shows that a flood came. There's also a geologic record that backs this up as well. All right, skeptics can dismiss all of this in the past as an ancient story and unprovable, but then what do you do with Jesus Christ's statements? What do you do with the statement from the Apostle Peter again? Was it not the same God, Jesus Christ, the God of the Old Testament, which we've covered and shown in other episodes here on BT Daily, was that voice, that God who told Noah to build that ark and predicted this flood that was going to come, and it did come, who then later referenced it in his own earthly ministry and showed that that's going to happen again in not just a flood, but the conditions by which God would eventually have to deal with mankind and this time step in to save all human flesh. The point is, you can't have it both ways. You cannot accept the New Testament record and discount and deny the Old Testament record. God predicted a flood. It happened. Jesus Christ verified it, and it did come to pass. All the other prophecies of the Bible work together to prove God and to prove the Bible. God, when he speaks, it comes to happen, comes to pass. Man should always speak on the word and the authority of the biblical record and stay within that and not get off into his own vain predictions. That's one of the key lessons to learn about Bible prophecy that we've been going through in these lessons. The flood, Noah, reality, it took place. Jesus Christ confirmed it. It proves God. It proves the Bible, something that you and I can both count on. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.